The governor says Wisconsin will receive $15 million to help about 120 businesses and communities buy vehicles that run on biofuels, compressed natural gas, or rechargeable electric batteries. Doyle says time is running out on fleet vehicles that run on gasoline.
This is the future of vehicle fleets in Wisconsin. Smart, efficient, clean energy vehicles built by innovative companies being deployed on in our campuses, neighborhoods, and businesses around Wisconsin.
Doyle says some of the money will also help pay for infrastructure like plug-in stations for electric vehicles. Doyle says the $15 million is the most any state will receive for this program in the federal stimulus package. He says another $1 million is coming to Wisconsin for equipment that will make biofuels more available to consumers.
This program will fund the installation of 27 E85 and biodiesel retail locations across the state and support the installation of biodiesel blending equipment at 3 terminals. We have worked with other states in the Midwest and recognize that not only do we need to produce biofuels in this state, but we need to have a retail system that allows these fuels to get to customers.
The State Office of Energy Independence says some contract details still have to be worked out and the new vehicles won't start to be purchased until January. The money has to be spent within 2 years. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.